Korea, Vietnam. That's what Uncle Sam is all about. You're nothing but a traitor. A Tory. You left the country before it was born.
Wait a minute. You don't understand. This is my country. I was born here too. These so-called patriots, these radical sons of liberty and their bleeding heart supporters had never had it so good. The country was prosperous. Trade was thriving under Parliament's regulation, and they complained about representation. Did you know that this rabble staged an unprovoked riot in the streets of Boston in 1771, long before the Bleeding Hearts lent them an air of respectability? Or that in 1773, a gang of them, dressed like Indians, can you imagine, an uncivilized colored race, boarded a ship in Boston Harbor and dumped its cargo of tea overboard? Their friends tried to tell them they'd only alienate the working people of the city, but nothing stops those anarchists.
Gee, it sounds like the Yippies.
Precisely.
You mean to say those people had more in common with the Chicago Eight than with John Wayne and Martha Mitchell?
I've already spoken with John and Martha and convinced them to leave with me. I think we can trust you. Come with us.
Yes. As I glance up at the main table, I think I see, yes, it's Mark Twain approaching the microphone to speak.
Thank you. I have been asked to speak on the social problems Uncle Sam faces in the modern era. For this purpose, I should like to read some things I wrote many years ago. Who are the oppressors? The few, the king, the capitalist, and a handful of other overseers and superintendents? Who are the oppressed? The many, the nations of the earth, the valuable personages, the workers? They that make the bread that the soft-handed and idle eat? Why is it right that there is not a fair division of the spoil all around? Because laws and constitutions have ordered otherwise. Then it follows that laws and constitutions should change around and say there shall be a more nearly equal division. My kind of loyalty was loyalty to one's country, not to its institutions or its office holders. The country is the real thing to watch over. Institutions are extraneous. They are its mere clothing, and clothing can wear out or become ragged. To be loyal to rags, is that the loyalty of unreason? It is pure animal. The citizen who thinks he sees the Commonwealth's political clothes are worn out, and yet holds his peace and does not agitate for a new suit, is disloyal. He is a traitor. That he may be the only one who thinks that he sees this decay does not excuse him. It is his duty to agitate anyway.
You be everywhere again. As I mingle in the crowd, I hear an interesting conversation going on between King George III, Richard Nixon, and Spiro Agnew. Let's listen in.
Sorry to hear about your bad luck, George. Believe me, I know how you must feel.
Bad luck? What bad luck? These radicals just don't show the proper respect to their ruler, even though I keep saying that I am the king of this country. Isn't that perfectly clear?
It sure is. But take my advice. I'm sure Spiro here will agree with me.
Precisely. What's evident is a contemporary manifestation of an insurgent-oriented psyche, demonstrating an extreme exhibition of an ascending subcultural phenomenon that disregards the counterbalancing forces of society.
Right. Anyway, the next time you have a revolution on your hands...
What do? We send the Marines.
By the way, why don't you come over tomorrow night? Pat's having a tea party.
You be here again. We are now awaiting the reading of a birthday telegram Uncle Sam has received from a great American, Helen Keller. Uncle Sam has asked that this telegram be read here tonight, and it appears they are ready.
Dear Uncle Sam, happy 196th birthday.